Juan is hot.
Hey there. Welcome to another episode of Crypto Sparta Podcast. We're here with Brian and also Gabe and our producer in the background, Smitty. We're going to start off with Brian as usual and what the markets are at.
Yeah, so the last time we spoke, the markets were pumping. We had, you know, Bitcoin past 50,000. And we had ETH, like, you know, peaking on 40,000, but, you know, Labor Day was rough, and we're crashing a little bit. ETH is back down to 3,200, about 3,282, and then Bitcoin is, like, down to 45,000. So we're taking a beating right now, but pullback was to be expected. Like, we had basically a week of pumps. So
the Bitcoin one's not ideal.
No, but there was a ton of liquidations.
It was like stupid leverage. What they were talking about is, you saw the news with El Salvador?
Legal leverage, like...
They announced that they bought 200 Bitcoin.
But also, what they were trying to do was, they were saying that, I think Labor Day, and it was like supposed to be Bitcoin Day, they said everybody in the world should buy $30 of Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, that was like a Reddit thing.
But the funny thing is, deep down, a lot of leverage came in because people just leveraged themselves being like, bro, it's Bitcoin Day. I'm going to, like, take out, like, 5x leverage.
And I'm along.
And then there was a scam wick, you know what I mean, where it just dropped. So it just liquidated the whales just were like, look at all these idiots who think that, oh, yeah, $30 per person around the world. Psych!
You can't give the whales an opportunity.
$2.6
like
billion dollars worth.
Those whales
were liquidated. Like that
whales
Labor Day.
Well, the people thought that they could leverage up because they were like, okay, it's going to go up because every retail person in the world is going to buy 30.
Not to mention all the El Salvadorians who got the Bitcoin didn't want it, just sold it day one. So, like.
So they bought 200.
I've seen some interesting things from El Salvador, though.
And then they get...
What do you mean?
So they're moving mobile first. This is actually really the intrinsic value of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general. Instead of having fucking paper money that's inflationary and tied to government...
Bitcoin's better than, like, a shitty third world corrupt government.
People are like, what if Bitcoin goes down, like, 10, 20%? And then what you don't realize is that in that country, they'll be like... Okay,
the prices adjust.
Exactly.
The fish is
10-20% cheaper.
Yeah.
You're still paying like $4 or $5, but what are we paying in?
That's just like a
They'll be thinking about. In BTC instead of
exactly.
dollars.
Exactly. And it's better than so there's a story of from Argentina when they had hyperinflation.
Yeah.
Where you go to a restaurant and they say, okay, you can get a Argentinian steak or you can get a sea bass. Okay, what's the sea bass? It's like 3x. And then what's the steak? It's 4x. What do you mean 4x or 3x? It's like, okay, depending on inflation, we change the price. Today x is 8.
I shouldn't laugh. Yeah.
Then it's just like proportions.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are you still doing that badly?
But it's like
it's
a
so
value thing.
No, it's
yeah.
also. But I'm talking about from the 90s, 80s, like when I studied business.
Is it still
like,
bad for Argentina?
It's still bad. Yeah, they also
I mean,
like
whole
Bitcoin.
Central
America, Argentina
South
likes
America.
Central America likes Bitcoin. Dude, and that was the interesting things at the Bitcoin conference where they were like, Bitcoin is not going to start in the first world. Going to be third world.
Yeah.
It'll make more of a difference for
There's
Nigerians.
There's all these test runs in Nigeria. Like, Nigeria's
Nigeria.
Like Bitcoin. They use Bitcoin too.
Yeah. They're huge on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So what's the rest of the market?
Yeah, Bitcoin was at 45,000. And then ETH was at 3,200.
Chainlink
basically.
Sold for like $25.
Chainlink, it pumped
shit,
at 36
like,
and then
oh.
now... It's at 27.
A lot of
so it's
back,
like, it's back
be,
down.
Yeah,
so
back
you could say it's a 26
bucks.
Stable coin.
Yeah, he's a. Yeah.
Well, a lot of
coins
went off though.
Oh yeah, Solana was still strong. Like it.
Algorand
was up to like it broke all time highs. It was at like 216.
Pumped up.
Quant, yeah. Quant is pumping?
Quant is pumping today. Everything is down
actually
for Quant.
Hey, Brian, can you explain what it actually is? It's one of those things where
what?
I'm like, I've heard about it forever.
It's like just like interconnectability.
What are you talking about?
Quant.
Q-N-T.
Yeah, the coin. The crypto
okay.
coin.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either.
I don't know what it is. But it's up 30%. And I know a lot of people that I watch on Twitter that talk about it.
Interesting.
I just don't. And it's interesting.
What's the
you
vibe
know what?
Of
the
quant
people?
Like
are also,
on the people you follow.
The quant
vibe.
People are also Albert people.
What do you mean Albert?
Yeah, what do you mean?
And ALBT. ALBT is like an Urzel competitor. And
but
ALBT
they aren't even. They, like, that's the thing.
I know,
that
I'm
beef,
on Brian's
that beef
side.
Is stupid.
Exactly. That, but this is like some weird, nerdy crypto Twitter shit. Like,
I mean, there's a lot.
How deep are we going to get?
Albert versus Urzel.
So ALBT. Let's talk about
H-Bar versus Lion's
Phantom.
Huh?
H-Bar versus Phantom.
I mean, H-Bar doesn't
like
even...
Not,
what's
no,
H-Bar?
Even, that was like a very,
yeah,
very small
H-Bar.
Twitter.
Exactly. It was a FUD.
That was just not that big of a deal.
I'm not going to talk about the FUD, but there was a... I'll give it.
No,
the,
I mean, should we start talking about Phantom, though? I mean,
let's talk about it.
It's great.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Like, yo, shout out
Andre. Up until a month ago, it was doing okay. And then
it popped. All time
it just
highs.
Popped.
And then now it's at 150.
I
traced a little bit.
And, but if you... That,
bro,
that doesn't,
like,
really, that doesn't do context.
High, like, a week.
That doesn't do
that's
any context. You're like... It got its all-time highs, but then it, like, dropped a bit. But it's like... It, like, tripled.
It's all-time high.
Yeah, it's like...
Bro,
it's like, okay, you only tripled. Like... That's just, like, not the right way to say it.
It was a big week for Phantom, too.
Bro, it's stabilizing.
Phantom Solana of the future.
I wanna get a Phantom one.
Blockchains are popping off.
Have
you seen
I have.
Parachains.
Phantom has NFTs. Solana has NFTs.
But they're trash on Solana.
I know, they're trash.
There's no artistic...
Dude, the D-Gen 8s are kind of dope.
I'm bringing an NFT project to Solana.
Because you don't have artistic integrity.
No, because the gas fees are cheaper.
Exactly.
No, there's no way Phantom doesn't have cheaper transactions.
I mean, is ETH gonna?
Phantom is not as popular as
Solana.
Not.
That is true.
Solana took a leg up.
Solana's like 200.
Solana is pacing.
SBF is like prop in Solana.
Yeah, but dude. Sam's also an investor in Phantom, and
yeah.
Yeah.
He's a heavy investor.
Almeida is a heavy investor in Phantom, and.
Alabama.
Yeah, whatever. I don't fucking
Alabama
know.
Alabama,
no.
Tabasco.
It's
Sam Tabasco.
I thought it was like
Alameda,
like the Bears. Right,
those are trivial
they're
amounts.
Heavy, but
those
they're
heavy,
there
was
yeah.
a trivial amounts
yeah.
for
yeah.
I'll
just
say this.
I think they put
it
what, 25 mil?
Yeah, it's peanuts.
I mean,
that's
a
peanuts
lot,
to them.
Not.
No, it's not a lot to them.
When they
no,
bought
it,
he's
nothing.
It's like he's in it for like barely.
No, exactly.
Kind of like barely.
He's
like
throwing
there.
Some bones if it hits off.
To be fair, that 25 million is probably like 150 mil now. So it was a good investment.
Yeah, it's like it's a buck 50. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
yeah.
Why not just bet on anything that Sam Bankman-Fried does?
Yeah. When he did that, I think
Phantom
was like
the dumb thing
like
is,
30s.
Did you see that famous tweet where he was like, sell me all your soul for $3
Andre
and fuck off in January?
Andre did the remix. He's like, sell me all your Phantom at $3. That's serious.
Oh my god. It's handsome
goes
from
$3.
I mean, I would love it to be at $3, but $3 to Solana 200.
I'll show you this.
I am retiring.
Like,
I'm retiring.
It's a
Urzel, I'm retiring now.
Yeah. Oh. But there are people that, and you saw the Jason Derulo, we talked about it before, but I'm riding Solana.
Yeah.
I'm riding solo. I saw it.
I bought some Solana at that dip at 160, 164, and I was looking into buying some Pit Vipers just to join Solana Summer.
Was it 210 now?
Now it dropped down. Now it's at 180.
180.
But I'm still in profit from a 164 buy.
You gonna sell?
I don't know. It's 4x to, like, that's, like, the market cap capability.
Sorry,
like, 4x, it goes to ETH.
Yeah, it's 188.
It's
so
funny,
I think
it's a 4x turn here, basically.
Anything under 200 is kind of still a deal. There's a psychological stop at 200.
Solana just, like...
I look at market caps, and I'm like, why not?
Yeah,
of
why
course.
Not?
That's true. You'd be looking at like any market, you'd be like, well, that's not happening.
And then you're like, why isn't Phantom worth one
why
more?
Put limits on the market cap?
Well,
because
they don't have
it's
SGS
such a new industry.
They only have a little of his back.
It's such a new industry. So it's like anyone can pop up and take the big spot, like top dog. Like, the market cap, the floor, the ceiling is always being raised.
Apparently the biggest problem with Phantom, the thing that's holding it back, is it's too centralized.
Yeah, there's not enough nodes.
Yeah, there's not enough nodes. Like, two nodes have, like, half the ecosystem. Half
yeah,
the
but
half the
now
power.
The incentives for running
yeah,
nodes
have
been shot.
So,
no, and did you see, they're partnering with Strong. And seriously, I've been talking about Strong.
Yes.
We haven't deep dived, but yeah, dude, Strong is now providing nodes for Phantom. And the thing is, it's like...
You're going to get a node going?
I want to get a strong
bro,
you're
trying
node.
To get a Phantom node?
I
no,
want a
strong
node. But Strong supports Phantom, so I could get a strong node that supports Phantom.
Oh, let me know.
It's very expensive, and I've been seeing... I have a friend on
was
Twitter.
Was it 20 strong?
It's 10 like, strong.
At 700.
But now,
right?
It's,
no.
It's,
wait, what? 700?
Wait,
yeah,
10 strong.
10 strong. And then what you need to do is you need to go way out of your way to set up the node.
Yeah.
But then
like,
you get an insane
so
amount of passive income.
That's sick, dude. I really want passive income.
And all you need to...
I can't wait to start mining.
What you need
no,
to...
No, I want to get a choice Roth IRA and invest in Compass Mining. Get a rig. And then you have
yeah, I've got a rig on the
but
way.
But once you invest...
Tax-free
I've got a rig
arriving
in December.
Yeah.
That's tough, though, for taxes. Because you have to tax when you mine it and then when you sell it.
I don't intend to pay taxes.
Hey, the IRS is listening.
Keep that on the DL.
Yo,
financial advice, not legal advice. Like,
no,
that will be edited out, by the way.
No, we don't edit shit.
Yeah,
I
no,
can
edit
no,
it
that
out.
Will be left in.
We
don't
you
do
want
that
left in?
Left in.
Yeah,
left
we don't
in.
Edit anything.
I do want it left in.
Hold this. Yeah, of course. It's jokes. It's jokes. I kid. I kid.
Oh,
yeah,
I
kid.
Mind.
I kid.
No, I won't break any laws. I've never broken a law, and I never will.
Dude, we
same.
Didn't even get around to the SEC stuff.
Talk about it now.
Well, we were going Brian. Into that.
I mean, Brian, you're...
The
yeah,
SEC's
so,
got a lot of great new laws coming.
Gary Gensler is a dick.
No, so right around, you know, Labor Day weekend, you know, Brian Armstrong, I believe, is the guy. He announced that, like, you know, he was having some issues on the with the SEC. Like, they weren't clear with him with their new lending product, which is
oh,
basically...
Yeah.
Apparently XRP,
yeah.
XRP has been whooping the SEC for, like, a year now.
You still can't get on
so XRP is killing.
What I've heard is that like the politicians and the fucking special interests, the banks, are against crypto, but they're moving slow.
They don't have the laws.
And what
slow.
I've heard is that now the crypto people are starting to realize that they're gonna fuck with their money, and now they're throwing a lot of money.
It's game
heard,
theory.
Yeah,
it's game
I've heard
theory.
There's a lot of crypto people who are like waking up to being like. I will, and it's like hackers too.
That's
what. Like,
that's why
I'm gonna like send an
automatic,
automated email every day. Yeah, exactly. Contact
that's why
your senators.
He, yeah. So
like,
especially with
what?
The infrastructure bill.
Yeah.
With the infrastructure
oh,
bill,
yeah, yeah.
We talked about how
yeah.
You know they had a thing where they're treating people who run nodes as security. So they would have to require to you know give all the information of all the people who go through their node. Which they can't do because it's just like, you know, seamless. It doesn't match.
Mm-hmm.
So they passed that law basically with that amendment. And so people got pissed. And like, there's
yeah,
so many amendments. Like, it was a big deal in the news.
And I mean, recently the SEC is picking on Coinbase though.
Well, so.
And so that was the news, Brian.
He chose.
I gotta say, you didn't really explain it.
Motherfucking
well,
Brian.
I was
because
interrupting.
The thing is, no,
I was
but the thing is, the important part is, he was telling you what Coinbase said.
I know what Coinbase
but
said.
But Coinbase, the big thing was that they said anything. Because they were trying to work behind the scenes with the SEC. And then the SEC was, like, not helping them. So that's the reason they took it to the public, to bitch at the SEC.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not about what they said. It's that they said anything, because it's like, yo, man, we tried to deal with them, and they're being assholes.
And not being transparent.
And then that's why we're bringing it to the public. And we tried to work with the SEC, and we were being very private. But now, they're and then it's scaring off a lot of people in America.
I mean, I get why.
They're going offshore. And it's a fucking pain, dude. I've looked at it. I have people that want to give me money to invest for them. I'm not allowed to do it in America. And if I were to want to do it, I would have to be offshore through a whatever company, and blah, blah, blah.
Hypothetically, you could just get a
pick. Mel Gibson, Braveheart. Come on.
I got
freedom.
The same
What the fuck?
Hypothetically,
I thought this was America.
It'd be good. Just say you're in fucking Denmark when you're hypothetically.
I know, VPNs and then doing illegal things. No,
I want to do, like, FTX US sucks. I want to be in the FTX. FTX.
I want like 20 times leverage. I want to gamble sometimes.
No, I want to invest in the FTX.
No, fuck
token.
That. Get on some phantom shitcoins.
Dude, you can get 100x futures on KuCoin.
No, KuCoin, you can. No,
no,
you can
do it.
Dude, it's illegal.
KuCoin's illegal now in the US.
No, it's not.
I heard it is.
Yeah, I don't use KuCoin.
Yeah. I don't use KuCoin to buy my Urso either. I don't use What's Tether? What's a USDT pair?
No, that's a fucking pyramid scheme.
So we got Ashi is the new employee doing our social media. So
are we just doxing Ashi?
No, I didn't say her last name. But Ashi, please just edit in that thing. Like, that should be the clip for our YouTube where Gabe just says,
yeah, no,
I don't use
KuCoin.
KCS doesn't.
Just spreading fun on a podcast for no reason.
KCS,
I don't use
KuCoin.
Oh, man.
Their leverage is trash. They liquidated my friend.
No, man.
Liquidation.
Future guest of the podcast, hopefully.
No.
Liquid, we won't say it. Can we say it?
But he's a Crypto Sparta member.
No, don't
he's
say
a,
it.
He's
I
a
say it.
He's
I
a community member of our Crypto Sparta community. He's a Crypto Spartan, so he's
that
a homie.
True. Well, yeah.
Dude, the Crypto Sparta community has been growing, by the way.
How's the Telegram looking?
It's not the Telegram, it's the LinkedIn.
The LinkedIn? Y'all motherfuckers be professional.
Yeah.
On the connection level.
We had a few other things that we were going to point out before the shills.
And we're shilling?
I mean, should we just shill?
Not the end.
I know, because, I mean, we had other things that we were talking about, but...
We can talk about other things. I mean,
should we just wrap it up and shill?
I'll see how much time we have, how much we've gotten. Wait.
We're at... time for 20 minutes.
Yeah?
Nah. We've been going for like 30.
Oh, shit.
That's it.
What do you think, Daniel? It's your call.
Okay, talk about...
Daniel's
okay, hey, Daniel. Daniel, talk about why you should still stay committed to Chainlink. Because I'm...
That's
good.
Because I am losing.
That's good.
I'm losing.
Good.
The integrations,
I'm
man.
Yeah, no, I'm
going
to talk
about
it.
I'm going
to talk about it.
So, like, honestly, the Metcalfe's law is, like, the more interactions you have, the more valuable your network is. And so every day they have at least 3 integrations with major crypto players, like Phantom just announced that they're using their price feeds. Like, every single, major, like, exchange wants to use Chainlink's price feeds. So, like, they have, like, 3 integrations a day. They have over 777 integrations. Like, and Metcalfe's law is basically 2 to the N, and N is your number of integrations. So, it's exponential.
Yeah.
So...
No, I get that it's got the best use case. I just want to know why it has such a great use case, but it doesn't go off.
I'll go back to my thesis. Right. Well, I mean, the big thing is that it's about the fact that the supply is, like, It's really interesting because I've been, you know, now part of like a startup team working on tokenomics. And the amount that they gave to themselves, they can toy with the price like that easily.
It's too centralized.
Yeah. More than half of the supply.
The tokenomics are too centralized.
They just sell. He can dump on people if they think that it's up.
Who's he?
Sergey.
Yeah. Sergey's kind of fucking.
It's price manipulation.
I mean, there's so many link whales that it's just like.
How link marines, man.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just gonna hold it. It's a 5-year plan, anyways.
So, what's your like end target for link?
81,000.
Wait, what are you talking about? 81K?
Smart cities.
Yeah.
Smart cities.
You think it's gonna, in 5 years,
Chainlink the world. Everything will be run by Chainlink.
Your AccuWeather for your weather is Chainlink.
Bro, y'all, like.
Chainlink worlds.
Like, literally, your news.
No, hey.
Chainlink.
Hey, Brian.
It has
insurance,
your
blood pressure.
Definitive truth. Definitive truth.
Like
decentralized truth.
No, it sounds like Shane's like getting smart because they're like getting on all your like chains.
As long as, so that's why you need all these integrations to build the knowledge of the AI.
So long story
of the smart contract.
Yeah, I feel like we're going back to zero because Metcalf's law.
Yes.
Yes. The more integration.
More knowledge.
More connections.
More data.
more
entanglements.
Yo, motherfucker, like.
Oh, my
so
God.
So basically,
we have some
it's Skynet.
Link guys,
it is
yeah.
fucking
it's
Skynet.
It is.
It is Skynet.
No,
it's truth.
Yeah.
It's the.
You will never get. If you're gambling on sports betting, you will never get gypped off of like a bullshit like over.
There will be no middlemen.
Exactly.
We don't ask. Who, for answers, we just, Chainlink gives us the truth.
That sounds crazy.
How many networks of,
Dude, in the future, it's going to be so bad for critical thinking.
Yeah. No,
because
it's everything
like,
will be predetermined.
Yeah,
Chainlink
there's
will,
no question.
So it's going to be like the NBA draft lottery?
Yes.
Yeah.
And because it's not centralized,
it's rigged.
Alexa
it's rigged.
Will have all the power.
Sergey.
It's
like
it's Matrix, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brian,
shout
if
out
if
Matrix
if
4 that trailer.
Token holder. Every week, it's like people are buying Chainlink and it goes up in value.
Not a lot,
but there's so much. People really don't understand market cap and the amount of like. And then the idea of tokenomics, where this guy, if he decides to blink, he can nuke the price of Chainlink.
That tidal wave you're talking about. Like,
he can just nuke the price. Yeah. He doesn't care. Every
Hurricane
week,
Ida.
He just sells a ton because he's in control of the price.
Yeah, it sounds
so,
a lot like centralization.
But the overall project, you don't understand.
But it's like
using control of it.
It's
so
like hopefully,
how,
hopefully,
like,
as more people get adopted, they get like you know watered out.
Yeah,
you
hopefully.
Know, like the more connections you have, the more users you have, the less the impact of like the one person, and then the more you have more you know equality.
So he's sold his tokens to fund the project.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's. Capitalism. It's
that
okay.
makes sense. You're doubling down on your interests.
Well, and what's wrong with him?
It's like making money through your business.
Exactly.
Like you get paid in Chainlink tokens. You run the you run the.
You get paid in your own economy.
That's yeah, but, I mean, he just hammers the price of token.
Yeah.
Just,
so that's why.
Yeah, he just hammers it.
So then, why is it ever a good investment, though?
Because you think that in the future,
over
it
5
will take
years,
off.
The necessity
yeah,
is way more needed.
I mean, if y'all think it's gonna hit 81K, like. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not. It should be worth money.
No, it should be over 100 by end of year.
It's more important than Bitcoin. It has more utility than Bitcoin.
Oh, more utility.
I mean, that's
what's like the most real world use.
Bitcoin has hardly any utility.
Definitive truth is the.
Oh, shit.
Let the
water.
Just water.
They'll spill it, yeah.
Got hardened for a reason.
But yeah, so. It's a 5-year.
So, in 5 years, what do you think the top 5 of crypto will look like?
Phantom.
Dylan.
Dylan.
Glad you caught the
fire.
No, obviously Chainlink.
I think Chainlink, man.
I mean, if you guys are saying 81K, I'm not going to be here like fans of you. No, like it's Chainlink.
It's a meme, by the way.
Solana, Chainlink,
yeah.
A coin that no one has made up.
RBB.
could be.
No. You know what? Actually, the real
data's
one.
Important,
no,
man.
Because this is an important question. You know what the real answer is? The top five will be like China's CBDC.
Yeah, that was a
Binance
America's
coin.
America's CBDC. Yeah, exactly.
What if Binance just like makes an agreement
exactly.
with the Chinese
also, I guess
government?
Centralization is a good thing.
So Binance coin is the Chinese coin.
I mean, the government.
You guys are counting out ETH in 5 years. ETH
yes.
Gone in 5 years.
Yes. And then the governments are going to clamp down on all these fucking coins. Because they're going to clamp down on the customers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ethereum might become Ethereum Classic. Like, you know, now.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be Ethereum Classic.
Dude, so the governments aren't going to come up with these coins, and I get that. But if those coins are pegged to, like...
USDC is already a great name.
You're looking at it from the wrong way.
But I'm just saying,
they are going to hammer the consumer. They are not going to let you access the rest of crypto. They're going to...
How are they
going
to stop you from doing that?
Because they're going to fucking track your phone.
That sounds like China.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, you made it up!
But not like the rest of like they can't really like, do that here that well.
So if you get...
Really?
Well, what are you talking about? What the word are you talking about?
Dude, net neutrality is gone. Net neutrality is gone.
They know where you are right now.
No, I know, but like...
They're listening.
Who do you swear to for net neutrality?
I just don't know if they're going to go after, like, everybody who, like...
Oh,
only the people that make money.
Like,
only
like,
the people that have a chance at freedom.
Yeah.
Well,
system.
I would say it's the money part.
So you know they're
just
going to, like, tax the shit.
They don't really
yeah.
care about
money.
They're
going to
say they're going
to
tax the
it
shit.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I agree on
they're
that.
Going
they're
going to tax the shit.
But they're
going to
track your movements. They're going to track
they
where
they already
money.
Do that, though. So, like, what's the difference? They already do that anyway.
Yeah, they're going to start hammering more on taxes.
You're going to expand your
frit?
Yeah, like hardcore.
That's like the only
they're
way
gonna
I
really
see
like. They're going to like. They're going to be like. Yeah.
Taxing is the only way to stop.
No, and not only that, but they're not. They're only going to let you do certain things.
Do we want to shout out Crypto Legal?
No, Crypto Legal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So probably get out in the next few years then. You know,
no, they got 2023 before the infrastructure law
yeah.
like goes into.
Urzel is supposed to
get out of the next few.
KYC.
Right, hey, okay, new subject. Why should people stay committed to Urzel?
Because of regulations.
Yeah, they have the most like crypto regulatory experience. Like they have the former chief compliance officer of Coinbase who just went public like a month ago or 2 months ago. They got Wells Fargo's, like, former chief of staff.
Hey, those are impressive connections.
Like,
they're going to pick winners and losers. And the government is going to have sweetheart deals with people
yeah.
that already have experience with them. So what you need to do is you need to bet on the people that know how to play the game.
Or
the whole problem is, even if you're a decent-meaning techie... that makes a really cool product on crypto, the fucking SEC is going to dick you.
Yes, no. I personally completely... I mean, I understand that assessment, but like I disagree with it because I just feel like technology and, for like a lack of a better term, just like individual and like communal like intuition will beat out whatever sort of regulatory like practices a fucking archaic system from old people are going to bring down.
They're locking down bank accounts. They're tracking social media.
Yeah, it's not really stopping
anything. Yeah, that's not...
Like, that's kind of the point. Like, what if it's already too integrated? What if it's already too ingrained?
You know, you're looking at it
from
a very high level.
Big companies.
That's why Ocean is so important.
Like,
you gotta take back your data.
So the government's gonna go against all their big companies now because they've all.
You gotta take back your data.
That's what you're saying. Like, I don't know.
It's a revolution on
the
line.
You're so certain you're right. But like, I just don't know.
No, the government is gonna box people into a few things. They're going to let you buy Doge. They're going to let you... Yeah.
Well, look at internet companies right now, like phone services. You have four companies, three basically.
They're going to limit, Brian.
You have Verizon, AT&T.
T-Mobile.
No, that's in Sprint. In Sprint. Oh, but AT&T bought Sprint. So
yeah.
You have Verizon or AT&T. AT&T bought, Sprint and T-Mobile. So it's basically like Verizon.
And they don't.
Yeah, seriously, so there's going to be winners and losers. Sure,
yeah,
of course there are. There always are.
So you're
going
to
cut off who you get to choose from. That's
so
my point.
Who makes those deals? People. So you want the people that have the most experience that can, communicate with those guys.
And you're saying Herzl has that experience.
They have over 200 years of, regulatory and banking experience. I trust those guys, and Aave, they might be doing B2B, but that's
weird
in Europe.
DeFi's have kind of done shit.
No, it's NFTs has been overtaking.
AAVE and compound.
Y'all want to talk about NFTs for like?
No,
months?
I mean it's.
We don't even need to.
It's all about NFTs.
Dead, to be honest. It's a bit of a bear market.
Steph Curry bought a pudgy penguin. Now it's over. Now the bubble's popped.
I mean, there's stuff going on.
We talked about it enough.
It's interesting. And then also Phantom. I mean, it's interesting thinking of the different chains.
Phantom actually is poor.
Sol is next up, man. It's like I was talking to Daniel earlier where it's we always make a big deal about how buying ETH at 200 is life-changing. Like, is buying Sol at 200 life-changing now?
No.
I'm really actually at the moment...
That's
going to
come back.
Rather than altcoins and NFTs, I'm really excited.
I got
of the idea of
Parachain.
You know,
that's
guys,
big. Good for you,
dude. I've been looking at Polkadot and Kasama.
What's Kasama? I don't know what this K is.
Yeah, Gabe.
It's a tease for next week.
I'll pour you the killer glass.
No,
that's a tease for next time. KSM.
Kasama and Polkadot. And there were some coins that I was seeing that were launched.
Luna, man, is coming up.
Yeah.
Terra Luna.
Let me grab some.
You know what we gotta do?
We were at 30 and I was like, yeah, that was a good buy.
Alright.
It was like 5.
Alright, so...
Let's do the shills, but let's start with Smithy. Smithy, your shill first.
My shill is if you are fortunate enough to somehow transfer... onto Phantom Opera Mainnet, although the bridge is now free from Spooky Swap. Get Tomb. Harry Dia is taking over Tomb. You can only go up from here. Had some issues in the past, but that's been taken care of now.
What's Tomb? Is that just going on?
On Phantom Opera. It's a sort of... You can do a lot with it, though. You can also farm yields, but it's a whole new function.
That's what I want to do.
That Harry is taking over.
I like how you call it Phantom Opera.
That's what it is.
I know.
Radio, man.
It's good you make that clear. Good.
Who's next?
Gabe.
Man, I got three surefire.
Wow, he's making up for lost time.
This is financial advice.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Number one, Urzel.
Hey.
Really?
It's at 18 cents. It's such a steal right now.
Shout out the bi-monthly
community call with Semper.
Bro, can you sell your Urzel?
Crypto Danny communicated on that call. So, yeah.
So Urzel will be at $10 at some point next year.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So great.
Second, big shot, Chainlink. Chainlink's going to be a top tenner again.
Metcalfe's law.
Chainlink will take back the top.
It's science. It's science and maths. Maths and science.
Ethereum. Ethereum will live forever.
You're back, really?
It's ultrasound money.
We're not doing predictions. We're doing weak shills.
What do you think it's end of year is?
It's an altcoin, Brian.
You think he's an altcoin? Wow.
He's no second best.
Wow. Determined.
So what do you think? Hit 10K or what?
Wow. I mean, they had that banker report. We didn't talk about this earlier.
It's a great buy right now.
They had that banker analysis that was worth ETH is worth 26,000 to 34,000 right now.
I think ETH is a great buy right now.
According to this bank that audited, you know, the system.
I would watch out for the altcoin ETH to race past Bitcoin for the next 2 years.
Arbitrum is, you know, expanding, man.
Expect to see ETH race past Bitcoin.
Arbitrum has made a difference.
Okay, so is someone on the show Phantom?
So I mean,
it's a little high.
The thing is, Gabe inspired me, and I gotta say, like, it's like so whack. Because I'm not the guy, but I'm like shilling Bitcoin. Because if Bitcoin goes up,
everything goes up.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like being like the big guy where I'm like, yo, dude. Get into the altcoins, get into the shitcoins, get into the
Bitcoin
NFTs.
Right now.
But Bitcoin is going up, everything is going up. I'm just saying that we're
bullish. I agree.
All I'm saying is that I'm bullish on the entire fucking market. That's my only point.
Bitcoin's better.
So it was a joke. Because actually, I'm not.
I mean, if Bitcoin increases, everything increases.
Exactly.
So that's like
exactly.
The whole ecosystem.
And I'm not buying Bitcoin,
yeah.
But. I'm saying I'm shilling Bitcoin. I'm bullish on Bitcoin and everything.
Everyone else should buy Bitcoin.
Yeah, pussies.
Hey, yeah, if you're a listener.
I mean, I got like $500 worth of Bitcoin based off like
referral fees. I got 500 Bitcoin.
Yeah,
500 Bitcoin.
Yeah.
500 Bitcoin. Why am I doing this podcast?
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, yo, time out. Like, what's your like?
There are a bunch of really rich crypto people who like do like 10 YouTube videos a day.
But yeah, my show, dude. I'm like. Like, learn about Solana, man. I think that's going to take over.
Yeah,
that's
so
already
smart.
Popped off.
That was smart.
No, but I'm just saying, like,
it'll keep running.
Learn about
that's
those LPs. Like,
yeah, so we can jump back to, yes, with your.
Like, there's
Phantom
all of.
Like, that's the ultimate show.
Phantom
I mean, there's all of this,
Solana.
Like, airdrop
stuff.
I was like,
doing a jokey, corny one, but actually, if you're going to put some money down, get Phantom Solana.
Do the airdrops. You never know.
Do
like,
Solana.
They had a derivative, like DYDX. Like, they recently just dropped
that
50,000.
Yo, that airdrop is crazy.
And apparently, like, not everyone got it because, even if you were an early investor, because you didn't, like, convert to L2, you didn't bridge or something.
Wow.
And so you missed out on that, like.
No, it was geotagged because we're not allowed in America to get those types of, like, airdrops.
Yeah,
so, like,
I can't buy FTT, like, even though if I
really?
Set up, yeah.
We're not allowed to get FTT?
Yeah.
You,
FTX
wow.
US kind of sucks.
Brian, you can get it.
I mean, no, but not through FTT.
Hey,
No.
It's not
Gabe,
this motherfucker's
no.
going.
No, you will get it,
but
Gabe.
Just says his name is Gabe.
But you know
yeah,
how, like, FTX... FTX US, like, that's their own token. You think, like, FTX, the company, anywhere regardless, you can buy their FTT token. You cannot buy FTT on FTX US.
So you can buy it. Yeah.
You can buy it through KuCoin
or,
like,
you lost
Binance.
Nick. You lost Nick. Our only listener, Nick.
Don't say his last name.
I know. I was about to say.
No,
we never
dox
Nick. But Nick is our, and then let's wrap it up and shout out to Nick, our one true listener.
Danny,
we always
down under.
We just mainly say Nick though. We're always like we
talking
always shout
about,
out to Nick.
You talking about N?
Nick.
Yeah.
So thank you, Nick, for listening. We did our shills.
Yeah.
What was the summary of the shills?
Shills were Give Phantom, Invest in the Tomb, ETH.
Yeah.
And Solana.
Yeah.
That is a spark. Those are the shills.
And Urzel.
That is...
Buy the dip.
Buy the dipperino.
Yeah.
Slurp it up.
This is your last chance, guys.
Yeah, dude. Before we go to all-time highs, you just had to take... So the whole thing is like lower lows. I mean higher lows. Not lower lows, obviously.
Yeah.
Higher lows. The super cycle exists.
Don't you think Bitcoin
super cycle
will...
Still
I legit think Bitcoin might close over, but I mean, what's your end of year target?
For Bitcoin? 60,
70?
Bitcoin
no, I think
80.
I think
it's going to go all time highs.
Like Brian is saying,
Bitcoin
higher lows. 85. Higher lows.
I mean, I see motherfuckers in terms of like 150, I'm going like 80.
No, that's stupid.
I'm thinking 117.
That's
hoping.
No, there's a motherfucker who works for the Mavericks NBA franchise is like big money about 85. I mean 150.
No.
Haralabob, that dumb motherfucker.
Not like
trade
by the end of year. Maybe eventually, but not.
Never
getting
a job in the NBA now.
You guys ever see the video of John McAfee being like, if Bitcoin isn't 100K, I'm going to eat my dick.
Well, he ate his life.
He was murdered.
He was murdered.
By the lizard people.
Yeah.
Then he was murdered.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
All right. On that note,
thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, man.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Cut!